Welcome to the Seven Hats Podcast. My name is Yuval Selig, and I've been on the entrepreneurial roller coaster for over 20 years. I've experienced it all throughout my journey: the grind, burnout, failure, and ultimately, success. The turning point for me was realizing that building a successful company is meaningless if you neglect the other significant areas of your life. So today, I'm inviting you to join me on an adventure through those seven areas, what I call the seven hats. Every week, my guests and I will drop valuable insights and pearls of wisdom, helping, motivating, and inspiring you to get your seven hats in order and deliver real impact with meaning. So let's get going. Hello, and welcome to your quick hit from The Seven Hats, a segment that I like to call The Daily Hat. This short segment is a preview, a snapshot of our full episode that's coming up this Thursday. It's here to give you a little bit of insight, spark of inspiration, and just a hint of curiosity about what our full episode has in store for you. Thank you so much for tuning in and for your continued support of The Seven Hats podcast. It really means so much to us. Now, let's dive into today's Daily Hat. Ready to get a taste of what we've got in store for you this week? Let's get started. Mental health is a really big issue right now for entrepreneurs, and I think for others in roles like you had, because you had a bullseye on your head and it was a really high pressure role. You make a couple of mistakes, it's your job on the line. How did you, throughout your buying experience with the different organizations, because some of them were more entrepreneurial, some of them were more corporate, how did you stay connected to your core values and potentially speak to some of the mental health challenges, the results from this type of environment when it's really high pressure to make the right decision and to succeed?
Yeah. So I think for me, I've always been a big tech guy. I've always been, growing up, I was big into video games and all those things. And as we've advanced, we had kids and whatnot. My goal was always to stay one step ahead of them. If Snapchat was the latest and greatest, I need to know how to use that and so on and so forth. So I key that up to answer the question. Mental health for me, I think at times I probably, I absolutely focus more on my job than I did myself and my family. And like whether that pertains to answering an email on your phone at 9 o'clock at night or 5 o'clock in the morning before you leave the house or and really. So the struggle with me often was self-inflicted. I wouldn't say that I'm a workaholic, but I was absolutely obsessive over taking great pride in responding to emails quickly just because, you know, talk about core values. That's how I want to be treated. I always feel like treat people the way you want to be treated. So if I have a question, I need an answer. I'd like it to get answered quickly. So I always felt that was something. So I was constantly taking calls, doing emails and things all hours before work, after work, at the detriment of things, obviously. And I think that as I progressed through my career, I'd like to say I backed off a little bit off that. I don't know that I actually did. But what I would say is that my outlook on work, if you asked Wade day one buyer role in Ohio in 2005, whatever year it was, my attitude was definitely more us versus them, buyers versus fans. And my job was to get as much money out of you as I could. And I wanted to, and I don't care what it costs you. And it's just, oh, I got this deal and we're going to make 75% gross, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you today and now it's a lot different simply because I'd like to say I've grown wiser with age, but it's we're in it together, right? We complicate things in this business. It's all about selling more product, selling more stuff. Doesn't matter what it is. That's what we want to do. But mental health for me, I think, is part of this process that I'm on currently. It's certainly what I've said publicly, openly, and will continue to say is that it's certainly something that I'm going to focus on in my next role. These 3 weeks, this 2.5 weeks I've been technically unemployed here have been great from reconnecting with myself, going on, I've averaged 40, 50 miles a week walking, going out for a walk first thing in the morning before the sun comes up, going out at lunchtime, sometimes going back out in the evening, but just really focusing on and being like, oh yeah, this is important. It's not all money. It's not all promoting and getting higher up the corporate chain. It's, there's a, that factor that you have to think about. And I got to let you talk here for a second. But one thing I'll say is a mentor of mine, I don't know if Steve Black, but he was a president of Rouse's when I was there and remains a great friend to this day. But he gives the example of having the towel at home, your personal and your work. And so when you leave work, you wash your hands, you leave it all there, you go home and you be present, right? And when you leave home, you wash your hands of all whatever's going on with the kids and family and whatnot, and you go to work and you give 100%. And I think it's just a great example of being able to think about things that way, is saying, okay, I'm here, I got to be here now. I'm there, I got to be there now. And this will all come around.